my latest bill would get LFP assistance to farmers and ranchers twice as fast and improve the approval rate of LIP payments or Livestock Indemnity Program payments for weather-related livestock deaths. The bill would modify the LFP language to allow a one-month payment when a county reaches the D2 level, it's a drought designation level, what we refer to as severe drought category, for 4 consecutive weeks compared to 8 weeks under current law. And when a county reaches D2 for 8 consecutive weeks, it would be eligible for another month's payment. So this bill, my bill, fixes a problem when livestock dies from disaster-related disease.
He says it's important not to penalize producers in any way when they lose livestock due to circumstances beyond their control.
Every livestock producer I know would do everything possible to save livestock, and this legislation would help defend livestock owners from unneeded bureaucracy and, in many cases, unfortunate and costly determinations of ineligibility under the LIP program.
Thune's new legislation also makes correction in federal land management policy.
My bill would also make a small but we think important correction to the Federal Land Policy and Management Act that would give ranchers greater flexibility with the Forest Service when they're grazing using permits from Forest Service National Grasslands. It would fix a disparity in the law that would ensure ranchers who have grazing agreements on Forest Service grasslands are treated the same by the Forest Service as permittees on other federal lands. So when producers in South Dakota are suffering through an increasingly severe drought, we need to be talking about ways we can provide greater assistance to the farmers and the ranchers who need it, and I think these latest proposals would help.